Ruby Bush has been a member of WOSL since 1952. It is not convenient for her to tape since she is not in the city of Denver. However, she has given me permission to read her her written history for the WOSL oral history group. Ruby was in the American Red Cross. She was a civilian attached to the military. She volunteered because there was a terrible need for helping people in uniform at that particular time. Before she went into the Red Cross, she taught school and was a 4-H leader. In the service, she was program director, later club director, for the Red Cross, arranging for sporting events, parties, tours for the British and the American troops. While serving in the Red Cross, she was in England at St. Edmunds, Suffolk, London, Edinburgh, and Cambridge. While she was serving over there, her quarters were, first of all, a hotel, and then later a room in the Red Cross Club in a building like a hotel. Her medical care was adequate, same as the military. When she was ill, she was taken care of at the 65th General Hospital located near the Red Cross where she was assigned. Her uniform was gray wool, winter. For the summer, it was a lightweight gray, summer suits, white blouses, and white shoes. Her most memorable experiences were celebrating and being thankful for D-Day, VE Day, and then when the bombers would go across the channel to bomb, waiting for them to return and counting them. Her greatest adjustment the Red Cross was working long hours and the British rations. Her diet was inadequate, she felt, and she did come home anemic. She had no problems as far as regulations. She was certainly not worried about lack of freedom, and she certainly did catch on very rapidly about the Army terminology. The work that she did for the Red Cross perhaps did help her in deciding what she wanted to do in the future. She went to college, received an MA in library work, and worked as a librarian. She did then go back into the Air Force in England as a librarian and was able then to travel to the continent. Her being a member of WSL means a great deal to her. Introduced me to lots of people who had similar experiences to me, and a sharing of good and bad times.